So imagine you make cheese and you sell it. And now imagine that there is a nationwide movement to not eat cheese for an entire month. Well, for brewers here in Massachusetts, that is not a mental exercise because welcome to Dry January. In our series, Brewed in Mass, we have been diving into the rapidly growing beer industry in our state, where, once again, Massachusetts businesses are emerging as forerunners, as trendsetters. And in our third installment today, we're looking at a trend called Dry January, or for some, Drier January, the pledge to drink less or not at all to kick off the new year, and how that affects this important corner of our economy, and how this growing industry is responding to demands for less alcohol, things that are lighter, or even to take a break. Joining us now, three of our state's breweries that have adapted to this demand for non-alcoholic and low-alcoholic beer. Rob Burns is the co-founder and president of Night Shift Brewing Company. Megan Wilson is the director of digital strategy at Harpoon Brewery. And Aaron Bottens is the head brewer at Sam Adams. Rob, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Megan, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Aaron, welcome to you too.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so Rob, when one's business relies on people buying a product and then a national movement launches to stop using said product for a month, how does an industry react to that? What does that do to local brewers?
January is definitely a tough time for local brewers as people pull back on both spending and then consuming of alcohol and even going out to the bars and restaurants that also support the local craft breweries. So I think, you know, from our perspective, we try to speak about moderation and still enjoying some amount of beer, but maybe just not going for the heavy hitters, the double IPAs, and going for something a little bit more light, a little more sessionable, and just having maybe one or two less than you normally would in a week.
So Megan, you're at Harpoon, and this intrigues me because in this Brewed in Mass set of segments, I've come to experience the brewers as being in real community with each other. And I get a sense that brewers are in community with their consumers as well. So in a moment like this, are you on board with your consumers? Are you like, hey, let's do this. There's a way to do this. Or, I mean, how do you think about the tension between a move from consumers to something that's really not good for your business, but the kind of relationship that I understand the Massachusetts brewing industry wants to cultivate, both in brand and relation with consumers? Do you understand my
Absolutely.
Question?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's not only January that we think about that. It's the whole year. So we have big festivals at Harpoon where we do encourage people who don't drink to come to the festivals and still enjoy the live music and time with friends. And we actually give them a free pretzel ticket and we give them free non-alcoholic beverages while they're at the festival. So we really like to say that we build community, and beer sometimes is almost secondary for us in terms of our relationship with folks coming to be a part of the Harpoon brand. So it's always top of mind for us.
So Aaron, Chicago PBS says that a total of 35% of legal-aged U.S. adults skipped alcohol January 2022, which was up from 21% in 2019. Of course, we had this interesting story of the pandemic and people's relationship to alcohol during the pandemic as well. And we've talked with brewers in the past about that. You know, Sam Adams now is bringing forward this non-alcoholic option. Is this an exciting moment to you? Is this a new market opportunity, right? How do you think about that piece of it?
I'm excited about all of it. You know, Just the Haze is a new category for us, for Boston Beer and for Sam Adams. NA is new. It's growing. It's the fastest growing category within craft.
NA
right
being
now.
Non-alcoholic,
yeah. So it presented us as brewers a challenge, which is something we always want. We also want to satisfy our drinkers and give them what they need. And this opens up a whole new month and calendar year, as we've talked earlier, for drinkers to enjoy our beer.
In this segment, this third installment of Brewed in Mass, Rob Burns from Night Shift Brewing Company, I'll turn back to you. One of the things that we were thinking about as we were preparing to have this conversation, we've got Night Shift, we've got Harpoon, we've got Sam Adams. And my characterization, not yours, in the industry, sort of thinking small, medium, and large. And when you hear small, Rob, and in a business like Sam Adams saying, we got this, right? We have this new non-alcoholic option. Is that inspiring and clearing the way, or is that, oh, no?
I think it's inspiring. I think we can learn from each other. I think the interesting thing about non-alcoholic beer is there's some technical and process and equipment challenges to producing it. So as a smaller person, it's not like I can fire up a batch tomorrow and make a product like what Sam Adams has put out in the market. But that's okay. I think that's where we come from, the angle of like, well, can we make a lower alcohol product, something that's a little bit more that it isn't as full as, you know, a 6-8% beer, but still delivers a lot of flavor and can help you moderate.
So, Megan, let's talk about this 6-8%. And what I'm going to do here, we've got some lower alcohol and non-alcohol options that we're going to taste while we're here. So while I ask Megan this question, Rob, you brought Night Light,
correct,
which is a 120-calorie beer. It's 4.3% ABV, which I'm going to talk to Megan about. Why don't you crack that open and pour some tastes for folks? So, Megan, people who are trying to watch their calories, their alcohol intake, their excess, this ABV is actually pretty important. So both, tell us what it is and kind of what would be qualified as low ABV and what would be qualified as high ABV.
Totally, yeah. So I think we kind of, a lot of people look at 5% and under is low ABV. So when you look at like mass domestic beers like Bud Light, like they're typically, you know, between the 4-5% range. So that's really kind of lower ABV. And for me, I think anything above like 6.5% is pretty high. And I definitely prefer lower ABV beers myself, so I can have more than one. Being in my mid-30s now, that's kind of the vibe that I go for. But we're definitely seeing that more and more people want low alcohol versions of beer. So Rec League is our beer that we have, and it's our second biggest brand at Harpoon.
And Rec League, for the record, one of the ones that we sometimes have in my home, it and Nightlight, both lower calorie. Is that always the case? Aaron, does lower calorie and lower ABV always go together?
It correlates, yeah, because the calories needed, well, alcohol has calories, right? So the less alcohol, fewer
less
calories.
Fewer calories. All right, so Rob, we'll go to you. Well, here's what we're going to do. You're going to describe. Aaron, Megan, and I are going to taste this Nightlight. And we'll give you some reactions. So
sure.
Tell us about it.
So Nightlight, we produced for about 5 years now. This came out of the idea of brewing a better light beer than the macro big global brands that you're familiar with.
Like a Bud Light or a
yes.
Miller Lite. Or...
So it still has some of that characteristics. We use flake corn instead of corn syrup or rice syrup in it. So it has a little bit familiar, but super easy drinking, low bitterness, just kind of a touch of sweetness from that corn. And it's a really nice kind of easy drinking, whether you're watching sports or your backyard barbecuing, or you just want something easy to go with your meal that's not overpowering.
So reactions to the taste, Aaron, Megan. To me, it tastes like a light beer. My husband's a big fan of light beers. He sometimes drinks Nightlight. It tastes like a light beer to me. What about the two of you? You have better palates than I do.
No, it definitely does taste like a light beer to me. This is also one of my favorites to have. It's got not a big bitterness, which makes it super approachable. Nice malty character. It's like you could crush these all day.
Yeah, crush is a new term I learned in preparing for this too. This is and right, an interesting moment. So for people who are trying to cut back, Megan, now we have a beer that you could drink all day, but the point also is maybe to drink less alcohol and drink one and also not have it be as strong.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm also a big fan of Nightlight. It's definitely one of my go-to beers. So I'm always excited to drink one even this early in the day. But yeah, I mean, I think people like to have more options, and a lot of people are looking to buy craft and support local. And I think these kind of beers give people that solid other option if they don't want to purchase a mass domestic beer.
Okay, so now I'm going to pour out the rest of this because we're going to taste one. Megan, let's have you give us Rec League. And Aaron, while we do that, talk a little bit about the challenges of brewing something totally non-alcoholic.
Yeah, so NA is a tough category. You know, as brewers, we like to make alcohol. We're in the business of making alcohol. So making something that tastes as full and flavorful as the beers we're having today, the low-alc options, or even something like Wicked Hazy that's full, that's a big hoppy IPA, it's hard. Alcohol contributes a lot to the profile that you get when you drink a full-strength beer. So you have to kind of put your thinking cap on and your food scientist hat on and kind of deconstruct this beer, and how can I trick the mind into thinking that I'm drinking a real beer here and it tastes the exact same. Because that's what our goal is, to make the best flavorful beer that we can in the market.
So that'll be the last beer that we taste. I've just had my sip of Rep League, which is Megan's beer from Harpoon. Rob, Night Shift Brewing, what do you think of this one?
It's great. It's got like that nice hoppy brightness, the citrusy notes, and it drinks a lot like an IPA that could be a lot heavier in alcohol, but still just a little bit lower, a little bit refreshing, crisp.
And Megan, IPAs do tend to be higher in alcohol unless they're brewed in this way, this sort of session.
Totally, right? Yeah. And this is, I think we consider this more of a pale ale than an IPA. And this, something else to note about this is it's a hazy beer, unlike other some light beers. And one of the interesting things about it, too, is we brew it with kind of what we call better-for-you ingredients. So there's some sea salt in here. There's some buckwheat kasha. So we really had some fun with putting something together that we thought people would really enjoy for a variety of reasons.
All right. So I'm now going to ask Aaron to pour the there's a lot of words that are very similar here, and I'm trying to keep that track of them. Just the Haze. This is the non-alcoholic. It comes from Sam Adams. While you do that, a little bit of sound from a local tasting that you did with local beer critics to see if they could tell the difference.
Choose the non-alcoholic beer.
Or get tanked.
Or get tanked.
Or get tanked.
I think I can easily distinguish between a non-alcoholic versus an alcoholic beer.
I absolutely think I can pick out the non-alcoholic.
I bet $100 I could get it right.
And did people get it right?
One did.
One did.
The first taster did.
But everybody else could not tell the difference between this non-alcoholic beer and a low alcohol or other beer. All right, so Aaron, Rob, Megan, let's all taste it. Rob, can you tell the difference?
It's very close. You can tell that it has a much similar body, mouthfeel, aroma, flavor profile of a regular beer. I think it's a really great example of what you can do in this category and still feel like you're drinking a real full-strength version.
So, Megan, I'm intrigued by the mouthfeel question of what Rob's brought to the table here, because I hear people all the time say, well, if I could enjoy the flavor of beer, what I like is beer. So if I could enjoy it without the alcohol, I would do that. Does this give you that?
Oh, absolutely. I would have failed that test if I was put to the challenge. This is a great beer.
So, Rob, in tasting it, the flavors felt quite strong. They felt very beer-like. It felt less fizzy than an alcoholic beer does. I think about conversations we've had with manufacturers of artificial meat who say that challenge is mm-hmm. getting that feeling of the protein. Do you feel satisfied with where you've been on that? And what's the trick there in our last, 30 seconds or so?
I feel very satisfied with this beer. Like, this beer speaks for itself. It won a gold medal at GABF this year, which is pretty huge for its first year in market. And I think the question was, how do we get that?
How do you get that mouthfeel?
Well, we brew it just like we brew any other beer. And I think that the techniques that we've used and developed along the process of designing this beer has enabled us to get to that point. So you don't even miss it anymore.
So, all right, as we wrap here, our third segment on Brewed in Massachusetts, where we look at the strength and the variety and the challenges of the beer business in Massachusetts. Rob Burns, I'll ask the last question to you. More non-alcoholic and low-alcoholic coming? Is this the new frontier?
I think it's definitely here to stay. For people love it. People want to mix it up. People want to be responsible, and they want to be able to be productive the next day. So it's a win for all.
It's where we're going. All right. Rob Burns is the co-founder and president of Night Shift Brewing Company. Megan Wilson, director of digital strategy at Harpoon. And Aaron Bottens is the head brewer who made this concoction at Sam Adams Brewery. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Delicious stuff.